You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Master Builders Victoria members get access to a wide range of expert advice and support services.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always great to have your company on Dwayne's World. Always great to have stars like Archie Thompson on the program. And your calls, Chris and Bannockburn, as we head back to a couple of calls. 1-300-736-736. Chris, your thoughts on what Archie had to say?
Tasmanian soccer crew for juniors, $100 per season, plus for each playing uniform.
Sorry, how much was it a season, did you say?
$200 a season.
So that's not too bad, is it? You obviously got to pay for boots and uniform as well, but in comparison to other sports, it's okay.
Oh, fantastic for those people. Yeah, I'm just surprised how much it is and why the difference is. But, have a good day. Thanks.
All right, good on you, Chris. Blackie and Doreen's also on the line. We'll come to you shortly, Blackie, but Taylor Henderson's been good enough to... In fact, Blackie, before Taylor Henderson wanders past, welcome to you, Blackie.
Hello, Dwayne. How are you?
Good.
Archie's passion. But it's what frustrates me about the soccer community, and that they'll keep bringing up rugby league and Aussie rules and other sports. Hey guys, you're in competition for talent, for airspace, TV space. They've just got to get on with it, Dwayne. And it gets back to the juniors, and it's exorbitant prices compared to other junior sports because they've gone down this program the last 15 years or so in employing more professional coaches at that junior level. Well, that's obviously not working because the talent looks like it's a lot worse than it was before they do that. They've just got to get their head around that that's what they've got to play with in terms of where they sit in the Australian market. It doesn't mean they can't be successful. There's enough people, enough kids play the sport for us to be churning out more or better talent and more of it than they currently are. It's just a cop out. They've got to get it right at junior level. So obviously, a question should be asked. They set this NPO competition up. What are those clubs doing? What are they actually doing? They're employing coaches to what? Churn out kids that can run all day but can't actually stop the ball when it's passed to them.
Blackie, the passionate texters are coming through. You're obviously passionate about it and one of our regulars, so it's great to have you on. But yeah, Archie Thompson certainly has fired a few people up. Come back to your calls and I'll read a heap of your texts out. Keep your texts coming through, 0433 98 11 16. We're live here at the Beach Volley Fest down in Torquay, the Volleyball World Beach Pro Tour. Taylor Henderson, who's been singing the national anthem at Australian footy finals at the MCG, has been, I think, sang at the closing ceremony in Birmingham with Ozzy Osbourne. He's been good enough to wander past on the way to or from his sound check. Taylor, great to have you on.
Thanks for having me, mate. Thank you so much. What an introduction. Far out. Very nice. This is unreal here, isn't it? Look at this. It's unbelievable. I can't believe this is set up in like my backyard. This is crazy. It's unbelievable.
You are a great local musician. You did do the closing ceremony, did you?
It was unbelievable.
So you and who? Vanessa and Amorosi?
Yeah, Vanessa Amorosi. We had Baker Boy there as well. And I was very fortunate to have, a chance to go over to Birmingham. I got to fly over and perform on the world stage. And it was just unbelievable. I got to see a few of the events. I got to watch the volleyball as well. I got to watch the men's final. It was just unbelievable. The most surreal experience to go over there, just to think I've just been playing guitar since I was a kid. And then it brought me across the world to just have a guitar and sing to all these people. It's just been unbelievable. It's been amazing.
Will you be part of the opening or closing or both when the Commonwealth Games come to Geelong and regional Victoria?
Yeah, that's a good question. I honestly, I mean, fingers crossed. Usually that's kind of how it happens. If you if you've been part of the closing ceremony for, you know, the last one, if it's coming to your country, then usually the people who are performing there do perform the next one. But, I mean, it's 4 years away, so I don't know. I might be looking a bit weathered by then. Who knows? So, you know, but yeah, fingers crossed. But it's just, you know, it was an amazing experience, regardless of the outcome. So yeah.
You also sang the national anthem at one of the AFL finals of the MCG in front of a massive crowd. That must have been fun for you.
Yeah, it was pretty insane. We did the. I was there with my old man. I got to bring him along. I went with a few mates as well, and just to see the game from, you know, from that box, I'm sitting with all the, you know, the most incredible people, and then I'm on, you know, in the middle of the oval singing the Australian National Anthem. It's just the most amazing experience. I mean, when you've got 90 plus thousand people looking at you, it gets a little bit nerve-wracking, but you know, but it was a hell of an experience, and yeah, it was just, yeah, so much fun.
Did you sing the anthem the night after Delta sang it as well? That's a hard act
mate,
to follow.
I tell you what, that's exactly what happened. So I remember I got asked to sing that night, and then I couldn't make it. I couldn't make it that because I had my own gig. I had my own ticketed show, and so they said, we'll put you on the week after. So I'm watching the game. Oh, no, so they put me on the next night, and I'm watching the game. I'm thinking, you're joking. Of course Delta's on before me. Like, I'm like, I might as well just go home. So, but it was, yeah, she was fantastic. She played guitar. She had a guitarist, and I was originally going to do that, and I thought, I've got to switch it up. So I played piano, and yeah, but it was just unbelievable. Had such a good time.
So I saw you in the rooms before you were about to go on.
Oh, were you there?
I was there that night that you sang it, and you did a great job.
Oh,
but
thanks,
I was amazed how many people wanted to come up and talk to you, like a football people coming up and really happy to meet you.
Yeah, it was pretty unreal. I remember after my performance, I was just, you know, I'm gobsmacked by looking at the crowd and the roar, and you know, that to be. And the other thing is, when it happened as well, it was, you know, it was the most amazing experience and such a sad time as well. It was right when the Queen had just passed away.
Yes.
So they it was such a beautiful tribute to what they did. They turned all the lights off in the entire stadium, and I'm standing there in the middle of the oval, and I'm experiencing what it's like to have everyone have a minute silence.
Yeah.
And it's so daunting, but it was such a surreal experience just to be there and see 90,000 people be silent, and then afterwards singing that for that, you know, amazing time. And then I had both coaches come up to me afterwards from both teams and basically shaking my hand and saying, that was a great performance. So I felt like, I think if you've got both coaches coming up to you, you must be doing something right. So, yeah. So it was unbelievable. Yeah.
Talking to local musician Taylor Henderson, who, are you doing a concert here or you're singing the anthem here? What are you doing here at the Beach Volleyball?
I'm here. Not only am I a volleyball fan, I play volleyball every single week.
You play?
Yep. I play. I'm not at this level, unfortunately, but I will be singing. I'll be performing. I'm performing at 7 o'clock, and I'll be here from 7 to 10 p.m.
Tonight or tomorrow night?
Tonight. I'll also be here Saturday next week as well. Be performing. My old man's actually performing.
Oh, nice.
He's performing here today from 4 to 6 p.m. So
he's opening for you.
old man's opening for me. No. I think they put the best people on first, and they just put the scraps on later. So, but yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm going to be watching him. Going to be watching some volleyball. So if you guys are in the area in Torquay, come on down. It's so much fun down here. They've got some incredible talent, and I'm talking about the athletes, not myself, but it's a bonus. So you got some music down here as well. So come on down.
So Borrow My Heart, it was your big hit. It's taking you a lot of places, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy to think, like, you know, that song is getting on 10 years since I was, you know, I released that, but for some reason it's made me travel all over the world. I've been in the studio at the moment recording new music, getting ready to. It's basically Carol City at the moment.
Yes.
So I'm just flying. I'm doing the Adelaide Carol soon. I've just done the lighting of the Christmas tree in Geelong. So we've got so many Carol's gigs coming up, but I'm so excited to get new music out. And Borrow My Heart was pretty much the one that put me on the map. So yeah, it was great. Yeah.
So Talent TV, the Talent Quest TV. Some people think it's not great. It's been good for you. You've been
it's one of those things where if you go on a show like that, and if you're looking for, you know, to get yourself out there, it can definitely do that. But you got to understand, I went on a time when you when, you know, TikTok and Instagram and all these sorts of social media platforms were only just beginning. Like, I remember, you know, when I went on X Factor all these years ago, Instagram came out the same year I was on X Factor. So I would say, like, you know, if you want to go on a show, go for it, but you can't go wrong by being consistent and constantly putting yourself out there on these social media platforms, because that's where everyone's eyes are. So that's what I would highly recommend to anyone who is looking at doing this, you know, just be consistent, post, and I promise you, people will come.
Taylor, it's been great to have you. I've grabbed you on your way to your sound check.
I know, so thanks, mate. I've got to get going.
You got a tour coming up? You want to plug or anything?
I'm booking shows right now. Nothing's set in stone, but we're planning everything for next year. So if you want to see anything, you can head to my Instagram. It's just Taylor Henderson, and I can keep you up to date with all the info. But next year, we're doing a 10-year anniversary tour, so pretty exciting. So
great to have you on.
Thanks, mate. Thank you so much.
Taylor Henderson joining us for a chat. Back to a couple of your calls. We need to take a break. Soon we're down here at the Beach Volley Fest, so we're just grabbing whoever's wandering past at the time. Gary Ablett Jr. was wandering past before, but he had the kids in the pram, so I thought I'd leave him alone. Brendan in Melbourne, welcome to you, Brendan.
Yeah, hi, Dwayne. Just ringing about Archie's comments. I love Archie, but I don't know what he's on today. I wish I was on some of it, because the positivity that was coming out of his mouth for a team that got absolutely destroyed. And yeah, not forgetting that the last time we played France in the World Cup, we got beat 2-1 and made much more of a fight of it. So, yeah, I was a bit shocked with what he was saying. While I'm on it, you know, the other one that he mentioned about that 2006 team would have copped the same sort of defeat. No way. No, I don't know how I could possibly say that. I mean, you're talking about the legends of Australian soccer. I thought it was a bit disrespectful saying that. I know he was in that squad, but Yeah, no way would that 2006 team have copped a defeat like that, especially the way they played it, you know, so defensively. After the first goal, you know, Arnold just put the shutters up and expect us to. I don't know what he was thinking. His game plan was, and he didn't seem to have any.
Yeah, Brendan, it's bittersweet in some ways to think this week we've talked so much soccer, so much international world football. It's been great to be doing it. It's been great to be a facilitator for it. Now, you know, would I like to know more about soccer in Australia? Absolutely. But it's been great to have so many fans call through, so many fans text through, so many greats like John Aloisi, who's been such a giving person to this show over the course of the last couple of years, and for Archie Thompson, who's been good. So maybe more people talking about it. If Australia perform well Saturday night, maybe it's going to be a good thing that'll continue to parlay into, you know, more kids playing it, more government funding. It becomes less of a burden for parents who have to fund it for their kids. So maybe it's going to snowball now. And it's great to have people like yourself on that are so passionate about it as well. Hold the line. We've got something for you. We've got a Signet Boost power bank coming your way, or a Brick Lane brewing voucher, whatever we've got left in the prize cabinet. I need to take a break. Back to more of your calls and your texts. Great to have your company on Dwayne's World.